Your best friend can't be somebody of the opposite gender. Hey, it's Kankel Fritz on Family Life Radio. A new study came out saying that's just not the way it should be. It's just not going to work. It always needs to be, you know, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your who you hang out with, that kind of thing. And you disagree.
I do have a best friend who is a man. He's 10 years older than me. I do. And I call him, I talk to him daily. And it's one of those that in the past I've had friends that have been just friends that because of the guy that I've dated, I've like pushed them aside. And because he was not comfortable with it. And what I've learned is two things. One, that if a guy is secure in who he is and he's a strong Christian man who knows who he is in God, then he's not going to feel threatened if it's just a friendship. He's going to be able to recognize that there's nothing there to worry about. And the second thing that I want to say is I do have a friend who absolutely says there's no way that a man and woman can be in a relationship whatsoever, be in a friendship if one is married. And my theory on that is if the friendship was established before the person came into your life that you're dating or marrying,
right,
then it's probably okay because that friendship was there first.
That makes sense.
Right. So he kind of came as part of her package. Like,
right.
This is my brother.
Yeah.
But you don't want to introduce a new man in a relationship if you're already married. I mean, that's asking for trouble, in my opinion.
I think that's wise. I think you're right. You did say something interesting. Whenever you get into a relationship, tend to push your friends to the side. I think that happens with everybody. All of a sudden, this new person is more important than anybody on the planet.
Because that's when, if things are going wrong, then you end up not having anybody to turn to because you push all your friends away.